Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, Text Number 14. Kridantam Sasutam Balair Ativelam Sahagrajam Tishoda Johavit Krishnam Putrasneha Snutas Stani. Kridantam. Engage in playing. Sa. Mother Yashoda. Sutam. Her son. Balai. With the other brothers. Adivelam. Although it was too late. Saha Agrajam, who was playing with his elder brother. Balaram, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, Ahohavit, called Krishna Balaram, come here. Krishnam unto Krishna, Putra Sneha Sutastani. While she was calling them, milk flowed from her breast because of her ecstatic love and affection. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Krishna and Balaram, being attached to their play, were playing with the other boys, although it was very late. Therefore, Mother Yashoda called them back for lunch. Because of her ecstatic love and affection for Krishna and Balaram, milk flowed from her breasts. The word ajohavit means calling them back, calling them again and again. Krishna and Balaram, she called, please come back. You're late for your lunch. You played sufficiently. Come back. Text 15. Mother Yashoda said, my dear son Krishna, lotus-eyed Krishna, come here and drink the milk of my breast. My dear darling, you must be very tired because of hunger and fatigue playing so long. There is no need to play anymore. Dear Baladev, best of your family, please come here immediately with your younger brother Krishna. You both ate in the morning, and now you ought to eat something more. Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braj, is now waiting to eat. Oh, my dear son Balaram, he is waiting for you. Therefore, come back to please us. All the boys playing with you and Krishna should now go to their homes. Purport. It appears that Nanda Maharaj regularly took his food with his two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Yashoda told the other boys, now you should go to your homes. Father and son generally sit together, so Mother Yashoda requested Krishna and Balaram to return, and she advised the other boys to go home, so that the parents would not have to wait for them. Text 18. Mother Yashoda further told Krishna, my dear son, because of playing all day, your body has become covered with dust and sand. Therefore, please come back, take your bath, and cleanse yourself. Today the moon is conjoined with the auspicious star of your birth. Therefore, be pure and give cows and chariot to the brahmanas. Purport. It is custom of Vedic culture that whenever there is any auspicious ceremony, one should give valuable cows and chariot to the brahmanas. Therefore, Mother Yashoda requested Krishna, instead of being enthusiastic in playing, please come and be enthusiastic in charity. Yagya dana tapa karma na tyajam karyam eva tat. As advised in the Bhagavad Gita 18.5, sacrifice, charity, and austerity should never be given up. Yagya dana tapa chaiva pavanani manishina. Even if one is very much advanced in spiritual life, one should not give up these three duties. To observe one's birthday ceremony, one should do something in terms of one of these three items, yagya, dana, or tapa, or all of them together. This is called Vedic culture. Vedic culture is a manifestation of spiritual culture. In other words, it's actual culture. And we can see how far modern, quote, civilization, unquote, has come away from Vedic civilization. We can see that the relationship between the mother and the son is quite different from most of the relationships between mothers and sons nowadays. Nowadays, mothers don't want to, I think in general, mothers don't breastfeed their children. They stick a bottle in their mouth made of some formula, which only a chemist could understand what actually it's, the ingredients are. And as, generally speaking, in America, for instance, the water from the tap is so contaminated in some places that if you put a match next to it, the water will explode. So, as one becomes more and more away from Vedic culture, then one becomes more away from reality and culture. For instance, in the breast milk of a mother, it's full of all kinds of hormones, whatever you want to call them, that actually protect the child and give him a strong immune system. Also give him the proper consciousness. But because they've taken that away from the children, therefore the children generally grow up very unhealthy. Not only unhealthy in terms physically, but even mentally. They're disconnected from their source, from their mother, from the nurturing aspect of life, and therefore they feel isolated, alone, unloved, etc. Because we find here that Mother Jasoda, she's producing milk out of love, just like the cows produce milk for their calves out of love, out of affection for their calf. But instead of recognizing the value of the cow, the value of milk, the value of the relation between the calf and the cow, because when the cow gives milk out of love, then the milk is infused with all kinds of emotions, the mood of love. When you pick an apple off a tree, the tree has no mood of love. When you eat a banana, there's no mood of love coming from the banana tree. The only food that exists where there's a mood of love is from the cow to the calf, or from the mother to the child. Now, if you were in a society where love has no value, only lust is important, therefore, you can kill the cow, take the calf away, even kill the calf and eat it, say milk is poison, give the child a bottle with some chemical formula in it, and think you're making progress. Yes, modern civilization is making progress. As Krishna says, Trividam Narakasyedam, Dvaram Nashidam Atmanaha, Kama Krodha Tata Lovas, Tasmat Etam Trayam Chayet. There are three gates leading to hell, namely lust, anger, and greed, and every sane person should try to become free from these three gates because they lead to the degradation of the self, of the self, of the soul. So because modern civilization is taking the child away from the mother, matter of fact, in hospitals nowadays, they take the child away from the mother after it's born, and then Instead of giving it breast milk from the mother, they start jabbing it with all kinds of needles and putting toxins into it, mercury and all the kinds of, try to see if they can kill the child as soon as possible, reduce the population. And therefore, no wonder anyone who survives that and gets fed some chemical and injected with all kinds of poisons, obviously is separated from any kind of feelings of love and affection, any kind of respect for the parents from the very beginning of their life. And the result is they grow up simply lusty, angry, greedy, perfect citizen in modern civilization. Because if you can make it through the womb, you can make it to birth, then they want to make sure that you're trained to go to hell, become a demon, by sending you through the educational system, the cartoon system on television. So that by the time you grow up, you're a stark, raving mad, normal citizen. And the only happiness you get is not usually, if you have any relationship left with your parents, is try to get them to leave their body as soon as possible so you can get their whatever they have and enjoy it with it. Because you don't want to leave anything to your children. Those little rascals running around making your life miserable. So this is called modern civilization. And here we find yagya dana dapa karma. Jagna dana dapa karma. Jagna dana dapa karma. Yeah. So we can see this Christmas, the birth of Christ, how many people, this is one time they give gifts and charity in their life. Only if they get gifts back. How many people just give gifts to strangers? Sometimes people do, but generally speaking, most people are, they expect something back for whatever they give. It's business. It's not charity. Prabhupada gives the example of a blind cow in India. Because people don't own cows here. But if you have a blind cow, you don't know what to do with it. So of course you give it away in charity. So what is the value of giving a blind cow in charity? There's no value. You're just giving someone else a burden. That's your charity. So people are more interested in not actual charity, they're interested in business. Even people come to our temples and they put at least a certain social class or ethnic class. They put donations in the hundi, but they're expecting to get something back. They think it's an investment. The tradition is, according to the Vedas, that if you give in charity to a Brahmin, you get just an ordinary Brahmin, you get back the same that you gave. If you give to a qualified Brahmin, then you get back 10 times. And to an actual self-realized soul, only one who knows the Vedanta, then you get back unlimitedly. So I think this is a real good investment. I put in 1.5 euros, and I get back unlimitedly. Thank God for the hundi. I don't have to gamble. This is a sure bet. So that mentality is not very devotional. But what are we actually trying to achieve in life? What are all these books on romance about? This about so-called love. But where is the love? As soon as there's a break in sense gratification, then immediately there's divorce, there's separation, there's animosity. Is that born out of love? Even the children, they're growing up, they're separated from their mother at birth, practically speaking. And the child has grown up, taught to become a regular demon, like all the other little kids are all demons. And the whole idea is he should grow up and become a lawyer or a doctor so that they can make money for the family. They're an investment. Bad investment, because no one knows nowadays if the children are going to grow up, what they're going to become, if anything, other than a demon. That's sure. The only rule that I want to follow is don't follow any rules. They won't believe in God. They won't believe in the cow. They won't believe in family life. They think everything is meant for exploitation. Chew it until there's no taste and spit it out. That's the philosophy. And that's so-called advancement. And because people are blind, and they're following blind people, andaya tandera ubikiyamanas, tepisha tandra urudami bada. They're completely blind, but they're even what they're looking for. They're looking for love, they're looking for affection, they're looking for appreciation, and they're being led by leaders who are going exactly the opposite, who don't love them, who don't love anyone. They only love themselves, and they don't even know who they are. Therefore, Natevidu Swartha Gatim, Vishnu. They don't know that the goal of life is to obtain Krishna. So even one doesn't believe Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they read the 10th canto, at least they find out about what civilization actually is. That if the mother of a woman wants happiness, then what could be more happiness than loving their child and taking care of their child? Nowadays, it's considered to be a low-class occupation, just having love, loving their child and taking care of it. It's considered to be low-class, demeaning. She should become a soldier and go and kill people, do something valuable for society. So this is all nonsense. Simply creation of the demons, people who are crazy, have no love, no affection, no appreciation for anyone except for their own false ego. And therefore, they're headed to the darkest regions of existence, and people are following them, they're going along with them because they're blind. But at least if we read the 10th canto, we can find out what actual civilization is, what actual life is, what existence is, where real happiness lies. That when one has a birthday, one is expecting all kinds in modern civilization, all kinds of presents and appreciation. The cake is there. You blow out the candle and put your saliva all over the cake. So everyone can get the remnants of your saliva. You're blessing everyone. And then you're wondering, you know, where's my presence? Because I've advented myself. Therefore, everyone has been blessed by my mere presence. So everyone should give me all kinds of appreciation and gifts and everything so that they can show their love and appreciation for my false ego. And of course, that same ritual we have to extend to others, other demons like ourselves, and give them presents on their birthday and eat their saliva. After they blow out their cake. So this is just animalistic life, that's all. Less than animal. Animals don't eat their saliva. The mother lion feeds the cubs. She doesn't get a little bottle, take out and feed the cubs and think, well, this is horrible. I got to feed my cubs. No, even the lioness has more love for the cubs than women have for their children nowadays. Even the cubs don't wind up so neurotic as the children do. And we call them animals, but actually, as Shubhaktivinoda Thakur said, by birth everyone is born Shudra, and by modern education one becomes less than an animal. Simply selfish, simply the only thing that they're centered on is their false ego, which is taking them down to the darkest regions of existence and giving them all kinds of misconceptions about reality. Being receptive to, as it says, Svavrit Vrahostra Karara Samstuta Purusha Parshu Yet Karna Patiyo Peto Jata Namaka Dagarja. That men who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, they glorify the bigger hog, the bigger dog, the bigger camel, and the bigger ass. So that's modern civilization. People have no idea what the aim of life is, or how to achieve it, and they simply see the bigger animal and they try to follow it and glorify it. And the result is that they simply become eligible to go to a darker region of existence than they're already eligible for. So when we read this, we may believe in Krishna, we may not believe in Krishna, we may believe that these are fairy tales, but they're actually nice fairy tales. They're actually real fairy tales. They're actually standard for civilization. And if we can't follow it, it's just because we're unfortunate, that's all. If we don't believe in it, then we're even more unfortunate. We're very unfortunate. And if we can't follow it, then we should simply lament that I'm so unfortunate, so badly trained, such a product of Kali Yuga, that not only I can't, even if I believe in it, I still can't follow it. Therefore, we should simply lament and pray to Krishna that somehow or another we can become advanced by the mercy of the holy name and make some progress towards reality, towards becoming, first of all, a human being and then a spiritual being. So I'll stop there. Thank you with that happy note. Any questions or comments? Yes.
When you're naturally kind and
what's that?
When you're naturally kind in this world and careful.
Ti mogoče očitajo, da se narejaš, da kaj ti je, zakaj si takšen, to ni naravno.
They judge you that this is not natural, that this is not the right behavior.
Ta chapter pa vse čas govori o materi Jašodi in njeni ljubezni, neizmerni, celo posesivni.
This chapter is all speaking about this love from Mother Jašoda.
Celo posesivni, kako to zdaj razvijati? Kako to zdaj resnično, ki pa imaš prostor do Krišne, da si res zaljubljen vanga in da si neskončno pozoran do njega, pa tega ne zna.
How now, because we have this space to Krishna, how develop this love toward him, but I don't know how.
Ja, tako da si pa res pozoran in ki imaš rak neizmerno.
Attention.
Yeah, attentively.
Develop attentively love to Krishna. Well, read Bhagavad Gita. The system of developing love for Krishna is there in Bhagavad Gita. It took Krishna 2 hours to speak to Arjuna of the Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna is in this first verse of the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Saktamanat Partha Yogam Yunjan Manashaya Asamshayam Samagramam Yatagyasasitaschinu. Now hear from me, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So this is the perfection of all the yoga. Listen to Krishna with attention. Listen about Krishna with attention, and then follow the, whatever instructions there are, so we can listen to serve Krishna, so we can listen more attentively. We can develop our attentive listening. Then didami buddhi yogam tam. Tesham sadatam yuktanam vajantam priti purvakam. Didami buddhi yogam tam yena mamo puyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to worshiping me with love, then I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So become steady in service, steady in enthusiasm, and then Krishna will tell you how to develop attachment for him. He'll reveal to you.
As devotees in Krishna consciousness, so how do we celebrate our saliva-free birthdays?
Don't spit on the cake. Have you ever seen a Hare Krishna movement? Have you seen a normal devotee with candles on the cake and then blowing it out? No, it's disgusting. And then at least if you don't distribute anything else, at least distribute the cake. Give something charity. Anything else? Hvala, Grandarashima Bhagavatam Kijai.